Sok the Mishnah Vayter, Masech the Shabbos, Perek Chaf, Mishnah Dalid. Garfin, Melifnei HaPitam. Garfin means we can sweep away on Shabbos. The special box that the animal eats from, we can sweep inside that box that's in front of the Pitam Shar. What's a Pitam Shar? Well, there's a shar that we use for plowing. There's also a shar that we use for stuffing. You want to stuff the shar for the meat. When I say we, I mean the farmers. So they want to make sure that this shar is going to have the best appetite possible. So sometimes you have to sweep out the bottom of the box to make sure that little pebbles or different things shouldn't mix into the animal food, which is going to make the shar twitch his nose and say, I'm not eating. So once again, Zok the Mishnah, Garfin, we may sweep out this box that the animal eats from. I think it's called a trough, a feeding trough. May lifnei hapitam, from before this ox that is being stuffed. Another halacha says the Mishnah, umesalkin litzdadin. Sometimes there's too much straw, so we want to move it aside, divnei hari'i, before what comes out of the ox is going to make this dirty. Divi Rabbi Dais. Rabbi Dais is the one who holds you're allowed to do this sweeping and moving over to the side. Chachamim Meister and the Chachamim say it's Aser. And that's both the sweeping and moving things over to the side. Can't sweep out the pebbles and can't move over the straw if there's too much straw over to the side. Now the truth is when we say that you have this box or trough or what's called in the Lashon of the Gemara Avos, there's two types. There's one where you only have the walls and the floor is the earth itself. And then you have one which is like more like a keli. Like a toy chest kind of effect. You know, there's a wooden floor at the bottom as well. The machloikis between the Chacham and Reb Doisa is only in regard to this box that has a floor, that has like a floor which is built to it, the same way the walls are built around it. But if we're talking about there's only walls over here, and the floor is the ground itself, everyone is mighty that you can't sweep because we're scared you're going to fill up the holes or even things out over here. The Chachamim are geyser, even where you do have a floor, because they're scared you're going to confuse it with the type of feeding box that doesn't have its own floor. Vayter zok the Mishnah, Neitlin, we may take the animal food, Milifnei Behemazu, from before one animal, the Neisnin, and place the Lifnei Behemazu, before another animal, on Shabbos. Being that one animal generally will eat the leftovers of another animal, they're not makbid. So moving the animal feed from one box to the other is considered something that's useful on Shabbos, and it's mutter. What you can't do is to take the animal food from an ox and give it to the donkey. You see, an ox drools while eating, and the donkey is very not happy about that. He wouldn't eat that food. So moving it under those circumstances is something which is useless. The donkey won't eat it anyway. And therefore, you cannot do it on Shabbos. So once again, what do we learn in this Mishnah? We learned that you can sweep out the feeding trough, sweep out the pebbles, or move over the extra straw to the side. According to Rav Daisa, the Chachamim say it's Aser. The Machlokes is only if there's a floor here. Without a floor, everyone holds it's Aser. And we learned you can take the feed from one animal and put it before the other animal on Shabbos, with the exception of taking it from the drooling ox and trying to serve it to a donkey.